Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
All right, what was wild this week in the NFL? We're all dialed into the Browns, obviously, but so much else transpiring. I'll start out in Washington, D.C.
Lima's wild thing.
The Commanders taking on the New York Giants, and it was a wild one. Why was that? Well, the final score was 21-18. And there was a game-winning field goal. No big deal, right? Well, let's go back a week. Cade York cut last week after missing two field goals in the Commanders' opener. So, who did they pick up? They signed former Cleveland Brown draft pick Austin Seibert.
Yes.
And Austin Seibert, one of the most controversial days in the history of this radio station. We debated drafting a kicker the entire day, all the shows, on whether or not that made sense for a GM to ever pick a kicker. Fast forward to yesterday. The former fifth-round pick, 170th overall, out of Oklahoma, kicked from 27, from 45, from 26, from 27, from 29, from 33, wow. And with the game on the line and the clock expiring, he connects with a game-winning 30-yard field goal for Washington to defeat the New York Giants, 21-18. And in that game, if that wasn't wild enough, former Cleveland Browns punter and Tremont Barhopper, Jamie Gillen, was the kicker and missed an extra point, a crucial one for the Giants because Gano got injured. That was a wild game.
That is a wild game.
That is Features a wild all game. All of the Cleveland former specialists.
Mitch?
Mitch's wild thing.
So down in Dallas yesterday, the Saints continuing to pile on the points, 44-19 over the Cowboys. They have combined for 91 points in their first two games, and their first 15 possessions of the year ended with a score each time. Alvin Kamara had four touchdowns yesterday. Here's what he had to say about the newly revamped Saints offense.
The belief that we have right now, not only in ourselves, but with Clinton and JB and Foster and Clancy and these guys installing this, they're putting us in position, and we're just going and just bringing it to life. We just set hut and we're going. So I think we've got great ball players, and we got great players, and when you got those two, man, I think the sky's the limit.
Just got to say hut. We'll get to the Saints here in just a few moments. Owen, what was wild?
Owen's wild thing.
Baltimore's 0-2, and apparently John Harbaugh's on the hot seat.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing that I've ever seen. Go to the Baltimore Twitter or their X account, whatever you want to call it. Look at all the replies. It's amazing. Las Vegas had lost their previous 49 games when they trailed by 10-plus in the fourth quarter. Harbaugh's an inch away from beating the Chiefs. He loses by 3 to the Raiders. It's also their first 0-2 start since 2015. But I don't have any fancy audio. I've got tweets, though. Kevin Ostreicher, who runs the Locked On Ravens podcast.
Locked On.
He says, inexcusable Ravens loss. Harbaugh's seat has gotten warm. Ravens Realm, that's a podcast. John Harbaugh, you're on the hot seat. And, of course, Stone, who is in the Ravens replies here.
Yes.
He says, if you still defend Harbaugh, you're simply incompetent.
if a coach is around long enough,
yeah.
And I mean, I think he will have the people who hate his guts and call him to be fired every day.
We don't have time for a power ranking, but I think everybody in here, you'd have Harbaugh top five coach in the NFL,
yeah.
Would you not?
I would. On first blush, yeah. I probably would, yeah.
All right. Some reaction there as well.
Is Dan Campbell still in that mix?
Ooh. Kenny, what was wild?
Ken's wild thing.
I got to tell you, the Packers taking it to the Colts at home on a sunny day at Lambeau Field was fantastic. Josh Jacobs was amazing as the Packers won 16-10. He ran 32 times for 151 yards. So don't say Matt LaFleur won't do what's necessary to win. Malik Willis was taken care of. completed 12 of 14 for 122 yards and a touchdown. Later on, Matt LaFleur was asked, why didn't you throw on that third down to seal things? Here's Matt LaFleur.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down, and I've never had a throw with bombing on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
That is Matt LaFleur talking about center Josh Myers, who must have had some bad milk in America's Dairyland.
So Hugh Jackson, next time he's ever working out quarterbacks again.
No, no, no.
Hey, you got to find out which quarterbacks can throw a puked on football. That's going to be important.
I just want to hear Vince McMahon in the background going, he's going to puke.
Unbelievable.
All right,
sorry, draws.
So
he played in the league.
He did.
Honorable mention, a couple things here. In San Francisco, so the 49ers lose, no Christian McCaffrey, who could be out like 6 weeks
right.
at least. Brock Purdy throws for 319. Remember, no one's thrown for 300 yards. He's thrown for 319. Jordan Mason, another 100-yard rushing performance. Deebo Samuel, 110 receiving, and they lost. They lost. And why did they lose? Sam Darnold, a renaissance man. Your top five quarterbacks right now in the NFL by quarterback rating after 2 weeks, Derek Carr's number one, Baker Mayfield number two, Josh Allen number three, you could see that. Number four, Kyler Murray, and number five, Sam Darnold. What is going on with this football league, Kenny?
Wish I could tell you. Except that the quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, he went 14 to 20 yesterday for 130 yards. It was J.K. Dobbins. Told you, Harbaugh's there. The other Harbaugh's going to run you. And there, 2-0.
How many did Dobbins have?
He had 131 yards and a touchdown. On the other side, Chuba Hubbard had 64 yards on 10 carries. They tried to throw it 26 times with Bryce Young. He completed 18 of them, threw a pick. He finished with 84 yards, averaging 3.2 per completion. That's bad running.
That was What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
That's bad for running the ball, let alone throwing it.
That is. So we talked about the surprising quarterback numbers for the first 2 weeks of the year. Maybe, perhaps, that might make you feel better about where Deshaun Watson is.
Does it feel better about Deshaun Watson?
Maybe. Maybe. But I would just add, again, that's where quarterbacking is going in the league right now through 2 weeks. Kicking in the league. The kickers, the first 2 weeks from 50 yards. Used to be really hard to make 50-yard field goals. 35 of 39. Two of those misses, as you told me, Kenny, to start the day, were from who? From 50 yards. Two of the misses of the four were from which legendary kicker?
Because you put the Maloik on him. Justin Tucker.
He's not even he's not even a top 15 kicker in the league right now. How do you like them apples in Baltimore?
Tone put the Maloik on him. That simple.
Coming up, get involved in a vicious contract dispute. This is what happens.